Welcome to Climb Your Mountain, the only podcast that teaches you how to use coaching, neuroscience, and mindfulness to overcome life's challenges. I'm Sarah Maurer, a certified life and performance coach, breathwork facilitator, and trance geek. Each week, I show you how to change your brain fast, for good, and without struggle. Whether you're training to climb an actual mountain, building a business, dating, or planning a fucking rebellion, these tools will help. Listen and learn so you can enjoy more of what you want. Happiness, fun, connection, creativity, courage, and the occasional mountaintop moment. Ready? Let's do this. Hello, my friends. How are y'all doing? I am good. It has actually been kind of hot here in Colorado. It's been unseasonably warm. So this episode that I'm going to share with you today, the idea for it came to me while I was running 14 miles on Saturday in the heat, burning up, miserable AF. But I think I got a good podcast episode out of it. So I'm really excited to share this with you. So today we're talking about the real reason that you never change. And if you've ever had an experience where you've had a goal and you've maybe just tried everything to get there, you might have tried coaching, you might have tried like programs, you might have tried all the things, right? Like you've tried so many things to get yourself there and you just see yourself making some progress and slipping back. You just can't make the progress stick. So that goal still feels really far off. This is actually, and I'll talk more about this as we go along, in my business, something that I've experienced. Like, I really had to make some shifts in my thinking as far as business, some of which I'll share with you today. But yeah, it's taken me a long time. I'm a slow burn business builder, and I really have been working on the business I have now for 2.5 years. And in some ways, it's going extremely well. And in some ways, I feel like I'm still such a beginner. So certainly, you are not alone if this has happened to you. And I am actively implementing many of the things that I'm going to talk about today as far as how to troubleshoot when you notice that you're just not getting traction with your goal. And I think a lot of times what a lot of us make this mean, if we've been chasing a goal for a long time and just can't quite get there, is one of two things. Either A, the goal is just too big and gnarly, it's too big for us, or that B, there's something wrong with us. We're just incapable of getting there for whatever reason, and our brain will offer us all kinds of reasons because that's what survival brain does, right? And I want to offer to you that neither of these is true, and this is good news. Often, the difference between no traction and finally starting to get traction is a pretty small shift in thinking. So let me just share exactly what that is with you today. I'm going to give you a couple examples. And yeah, this could change your life, this podcast. I think it's just so, so, so amazing. Just this little thought shift that you can make. So kind of the reason this topic came up for me, I was working with a potential, like doing a call, a discovery call with a potential client this week. And yeah, this client had many areas of their life that they wanted to change. And they've been feeling for a long time like they wanted this change. But yeah, just like we were talking about, whatever they tried wasn't working, like nothing was sticking. They kind of would run and run and run and end up in the same place. And so I told this client about my coaching package. I'm like, hey, it's 6 months and we work on all areas of your life. Everything that you just shared, you get to bring to coaching, you get help on, and I'm just going to walk with you and hold your hand like every step of the way, like literally, like there's nothing that can come up in your life that's going to throw you off your game. Life can life. And I'm going to be here just to make sure you get the results you're looking for, guaranteeing your results, because you're going to be with me for a long time. Like we're going to have a lot of time to work through failures and things that come up and all these things. So I presented this and the response was, that sounds amazing. And I feel like 6 months is too long. And my response was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, how long do you think it takes to change your brain, especially to get that really robust change that really sticks and is kind of part of who you are, and you don't have to think about it or struggle with it or have drama about it anymore? You're like, yeah, I just do A because that's who I am. And like, that just goes on to create these amazing results in your life and moving you closer and closer and closer to your goal. Like, I was just like, what? And then it kind of hit me. This is kind of, I think, as a society, what we've been sold. This idea that we can change much faster than we can actually change. And I'm here to tell you, as a life coach who has worked with over 40 clients in the last couple of years, I've seen how people approach change. And I think this is what is holding a lot of us back. Here it is. We really underestimate the amount of time and effort it will take to get a good, solid, robust change. I think what happens for a lot of us, and the kind of like the personal development industry has kind of sold us this bill of goods where, you know, we can change fast. And so we start working towards our goal, we experience some success, and yeah, that's like, oh, I've arrived. So we stop taking action. And usually when we do that, we're stopping too soon. So the way this has shown up for me in the past, I've talked a lot about it here on my attempts to stop over drinking. And the way it would show up for me was I would have a week of drinking exactly as planned. I don't want to stop drinking, but maybe just have like one drink a day or zero drinks lots of days. And so I would accomplish that. And I would be like, oh, look, I'm fixed. I'm drinking normally. And then I would just kind of let my guard down. I would stop doing the work. And of course, I would just fall back into my old habits anytime like a life stressor came up. Like, I would just be back to square one. So why does this matter? I think like we also don't think about and plan for what's going to get in the way on the way to the goal. So for example, maybe you are interested in creating an exercise habit. You want to start working out every day, moving your body, whatever that looks like for you. And you're doing a good job. You're doing it every day. You're following the plan that you set for yourself. And then let's say there's a family health emergency. Maybe you have an older parent who is in the hospital and they need visited. They need someone to talk to the doctors and coordinate their care. Maybe your other parent is still at home and needs a lot of support, needs rides to the hospital. So now all this is going on and you completely forget about the exercise habit. Like it's the first thing because it's the newest thing. It's the first thing to kind of fall by the wayside whenever life changes and starts getting really lifey. And it's so funny. I actually had this experience today where I have kind of a family emergency, health emergency going on. I actually have a parent who may be going into the hospital. So I've been kind of preparing for that. I'm like clearing my schedule, you know, taking some things out because, yeah, I just want to have more time to be available and dedicate to that. And it's so funny. Like, what's the first thing I take out? All my business stuff, because that's the goal that feels really hard right now. Like, I left my workout in there, but like the business stuff, like I'm just like, okay. And I mean, I'm happy. I'm not saying that you should not like take things out of your schedule or cut back on your goals or take less or different actions. Like when there's a lot of things going on in your life, I think that's also really important. And actually, as I'm looking at the decisions I made, I'm actually like pretty happy with them and why I made them. But yeah, it's kind of funny how that happens. So, yeah, let's say that, like another example, you've been working on setting boundaries with someone in your life and with lots of people in your life, maybe in general. You've just always been a people pleaser, and now you're getting some coaching, you're getting some tools, you're getting some processes, you're having some small successes, and then all of a sudden, a family member who is going through a legit hard time, like you genuinely feel for them, they make a request that you don't have capacity for. And because you really, feel for this person's situation. And because this is kind of like a situation you haven't seen before, you're like, oh my gosh, I can do it. Like when it's just my mom doing what she's always done, or my partner doing what they've always done, or my kids, you know, I can do it like in everyday situations. But now that this person is legitimately going through a hard time and wants my help, even though I don't have the capacity, I'm going to say yes. So you can kind of see how, like as you start like moving into it and moving through it and making some progress, life is going to offer you like bigger challenges, and new things that you haven't seen are going to come up. And that's often when you can use a lot, that's often the time to really just double down on the work, the tools, to really, you know, revisit like what you're doing. And often to have a coach working with you is really helpful when that happens. So usually when we're trying to change, we underestimate the effort required and slip back again. And that's why I recently actually went into a 6-month coaching offer, and I got rid of my 6-week offer because I feel like 6 weeks just isn't enough. And some people are like, you're a hypnotist. You're supposed to be able to like change people like really fast. And that's true. I am actually a brain change expert. I can help you change your brain in 6 weeks, but there's so much more that often needs to happen in order to make that stick. And often the brain change is kind of the tip of the iceberg of everything that's been going on in your life because of this issue. So some examples. I mean, this is pretty common. People will come to a hypnotist, come to me, because they're afraid of flying. I've done a lot of work with people around flying, including people who were anxious while flying, or people who just, like, you know, had not flown in a long time, could not get on the plane. And I can give you a lot of tools to help you feel less anxious, to help you like kind of practice and inoculate yourself ahead of time so that you don't feel afraid of flying. We actually, like in the session, can do some rewiring work on your brain, some neuroplasticity that kind of just takes away that trigger so that you don't have this fear reaction every time you think about flying, every time you drive to the airport, every time you get on the plane. So we can make it probably in 6 sessions, maybe even much faster, so that you don't feel so afraid to fly. You can actually fly now. And that is just the beginning, because now a few things can happen. So for example, you might take a short flight. Maybe it's your first flight in years, and that's awesome. But you notice as you're flying, even though you can fly now, you do still have some anxiety that makes it unpleasant. You're not sure you can take a longer flight. And if that's the case, and you're in a nice long coaching container, no problem. You can come back. We can work on that as often as it takes to get you where you want to go. If you want to fly to someplace, like in the States, flying to Australia is really far for us. I can't remember how many hours. I've never actually flown from the States to Australia. I've flown from Asia to Australia, which is much shorter. But yeah, it's like a long flight, right? So yeah, if your goal is to go to Australia, like I will work with you like on flying as long as you need to get you so you can go on that flight to Australia and feel okay while you're on that flight. And other things that can happen with fear of flying that's going away. You also probably wanted to get over this fear so you can do things. So maybe now that you can fly, you want to take a vacation. But that thought makes you really anxious. You don't know where to start. You worry about going away and leaving your life that long because you haven't done that before, or maybe in a very long time. Or maybe you want to go on vacation, but your partner doesn't want to go, or maybe you're single. And either way, you worry about going on that vacation by yourself. This is all stuff you get to bring to coaching. We get to, now that we took away the fear of flying, like really construct your new life and what that's going to look like and help you achieve these new goals that are now available to you because you're not afraid of flying. Another one that comes up, I've actually seen this one. Now that you can fly, you want to go see your family. They maybe live far away. You haven't like flown to them in a while. You maybe haven't seen them in a while unless they fly to you. So you're excited to fly to them and be the one that goes to see them. And in some ways, if you have a normal family, you kind of have a tough relationship with them. They require a lot of boundaries just because of who they are. And that can make going on that flight to visit family a little bit scary. You're like, oh man, it was kind of nice back in the days when I couldn't fly and just had an excuse not to go that often. So we can work on that. We can get you coached up and make in order to make that visit go smoother and give you the tools you need to handle any rough parts that come up. So the last thing I'll say about making change stick is that fundamentally, whenever we are trying to do something new, to reach a new goal, to, you know, kind of step into this new life, really what this requires fundamentally, and this is so important, is an identity shift. It's not so much even like the actions that you're taking towards this goal that matter as much as who you have to become to really make that change stick forever without causing any drama in your brain. This is the reason that some changes are easier than others. If they're aligned with the identity that you already have, you're going to be able to move through them much more easily. You probably don't even need a coach. So, a great example for me. A couple years ago, during the pandemic, I decided that I wanted to train for an ultra marathon, a 50K. And for me, that was somewhat easy. I mean, it's hard to train for an ultra marathon. There's a lot of things that you have to change, but it felt easy to change them because for me, running an ultra marathon is not a big identity shift. I've been a runner since high school, cross country. I've never not run, even on vacation, even when I lived in huge Asian cities that weren't set up for runners at all with tons of traffic. I was always running, and I've run marathons. I have lots of friends who are runners to go with me and cheer me on in this goal, and everything in my identity pretty much like already supports this goal. So that was a goal that was fun, and it didn't like cause a lot of mind drama for me. I was just able to make some changes, move towards it, get there. Now I've run like, I can't even remember, like 6 or 7 ultras. It's really awesome. So contrast that with, let's go back to the over-drinking, and that's a goal that I've also been working on for a long time, and I would say I'm still working on. I would not say that this one is a robust change that is grooved in. It still gives me some mind drama, so I'm always still working on this one, and this one is almost like the opposite of my identity. My identity, at least in the past, and I think sometimes this still comes up, is I'm the fun drinker. I'm the party girl. And I like fun drinkers. I had lots of fun drinkers in my family. Those were my favorite people in my family to hang out with growing up, in my own household, in my extended family. Yeah, those were the people I just really loved and felt drawn to. So naturally, a lot of my current friends are fun drinkers. And a lot of my current social events revolve around drinking. And it's so funny. I remember being in a run club and we would start and end at a bar. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing a healthy thing. And then I get to drink at the end. And after we went on trail runs, we would go for a beer because we hashtag earned it. And then I work in a job where, fortunately, I don't have to do a whole lot of work travel. But like most people's work travel, like when you do travel, there's free alcohol. A lot of people, like, I don't think my work gets too crazy, but yeah, there's definitely an opportunity to indulge. And then there are also people in my life that are hard for me to be around without a drink. I'm like, oh, if I'm going to hang out with so-and-so, there has to be alcohol. I just can't do it any other way. So I say all this just to illustrate. You can see how quitting over drinking would be harder and take more time and more coaching and more holding and more falling down and more getting back up, because my identity is as a fun drinker, and everything in my life, at least when I started this journey, was really set up to support that. I would say that's definitely way less true now, but it's not completely untrue, which is why I still get coaching for this. So, and kind of like my thought was, like, if I stop, who will I be? Not only do I have to, like, you know, release a lot of these things that were kind of holding me in that identity, I have to create a new identity. There are probably a lot of things in my life that are going to have to shift to support that. And that's going to take at least 6 months of coaching. I have actually been coaching on this for a couple years. It is way more than 6 months. And that brings up the question, do I want the result enough to work on it for that long and commit to all these changes? And I think I'm still here doing the work because the answer was yes. And it takes time. I'm here to tell you. So, this is where having a coach who can see the magic in you, who can walk beside you every step of the way, who can kind of hold you through all the tough parts, that's like when that really, really helps. And if you love the idea of guaranteeing your own results, of guaranteeing that you reach this goal by stepping into a longer-term coaching relationship, which is usually, especially if you're doing something that goes against your identity a bit, or if you've just noticed that it's just really hard for you to make it stick for whatever reason, it's probably what you need. And if that's the case, please come and talk to me. I would be so honored, so happy to be your coach. I am a general life coach. You can bring anything. You can bring multiple things. You can bring all parts of your life. If you want to learn more about coaching with me, definitely check out the show notes. I'll put my email in there. I'll put the link to schedule a discovery call. Feel free to use either one. Discovery call is just where it's a free call. We get on, you share what you're working on, and I'll tell you exactly what I think it's going to take for you to get there. And like, if you were to come and coach with me, exactly what the plan would be. I will tell you right up front so you can see like what you're committing to. And yeah, like it really is as clear as that. If you have general questions, feel free to shoot me an email. Usually I do recommend that people at some point get on a discovery call just so we have time to really like explore. Like 6 months of coaching is a time commitment, and I just want to make sure it's going to be like a good fit and productive for both of us, and yeah, and especially for you. So yeah. It's what I've got for you today, friends. Have a wonderful one, and yeah, talk to you soon.